speak to Brother David Jardine, who's available to speak to us. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
I was just reading there before I went into the news about Pastor David Packy Hamilton, former member of the UVF. I'd been sort of half hoping that it was going to be Packy himself that I was going to be speaking to. No, ill judgment on your contribution, David, where there were two Davids, yourself and David Hamilton. Now, 11 years in the UVF and now a leading light when it comes to reconciliation and preaching. The cynics, of course, who are listening to this radio programme will say, I bet you he found God in jail. And that's exactly what happened. People do find God in jail. Is that the same God the rest of us who haven't gone out to kill others also find?
Well, I worked as a chaplain, actually, Frank, in Crumlin Road Prison from 1975 to 1985. I was Church of Ireland chaplain, and I was full-time. And there were a lot of men who found God when they're in prison. Now, David Hamilton came into prison in 1977. He was sentenced to an 11-year sentence in 1979, and then exactly a year later, he was converted. Now, I think I've seldom seen a conversion that was as genuine as David's. That was David's third time in prison. So he was a very committed paramilitary. But once he was converted, he became a completely different man and began to befriend men in prison then who before that would have been his enemies. So I had a long time to watch him, and I've stayed in close contact with him since, and he's as genuine a Christian man as you'll find anywhere.
Yeah, and that's an endorsement from a highly respected man like yourself. Yet and all, he would have been one of the people when I would have been a kid that I would have been, I would have been a young man. I would have been maybe at university. I would have been afraid of, you say, you know, the late 70s and whatever, certainly the early 80s. That's my time for a country boy coming to Belfast and having this worry and concern, particularly coming from a Catholic background, that, you know, the UVF might shoot you at some point. I remember I used to live in Dunluce Avenue off the Lisburn Road, and I used to walk foolishly across from Dunluce to Tate's Avenue down to Broadway, up Broadway and into the Teacher Training College on the Falls Road. A very silly thing to do at the height of the Troubles. And an old man, a very nice old man living on Tate's Avenue, saw me one morning and he said, young fella, I've been watching you coming and going and I know the path you walk. And he says, don't take this as any form of threat, young fella. And I didn't. And I appreciate the man saying it. But he says, there are those who could be watching you that would have evil intent. Yes. You're obviously a Catholic lad. And I remember being so fearful, even with this elderly man on Tate's Avenue saying this to me, that I thanked him, but I hot-tailed it back up onto the Lisburn Road and never went that route again until many years later. I certainly never travelled that route on foot going to the Teacher Training College. Yes, it was a stupid thing to do. But the man was right. People like Packy would have shot me dead.
Well, I think we're probably better to really focus on the person that he is today. And, you know, if you look at his range of speaking engagements, he's coming over first and foremost, Frank, for a day of prayer in Lisburn Cathedral on Saturday to help people to find God's peace. People will be able to come in and just sit quietly with God. It's mostly in silence, but every half hour there'll be a two-minute presentation to help people just to lay down their burdens from the past, to forgive those who have hurt them, to say sorry where they may have hurt others, and to pray for the future of our country. I think it's providential that we're having this day of prayer at a time when there's so much tension, actually, you know, in the country. But I never hear David say a prejudiced word now. He's a very, very unprejudiced person. And actually, on Wednesday evening, one of the places that he's speaking in is Clonard Monastery. And he actually wanted to go back there because he knew Jerry Reynolds many years ago when he came out of prison and got on very well with him.
Yeah, no suggestion that Jerry Reynolds was in prison.
No.
Yes, another way you're saying it.
No, Jerry was involved, obviously, in reconciliation work.
Yes, yes.
That's right. And David was the kind of person that he actually liked to deal with. You know, the thing about it is, Frank, anybody who comes to hear him speak, and he'll be in St. Anne's Cathedral at 8 o'clock on Monday evening, St. Finian's Church in Craiga at 8 o'clock on Tuesday evening, and then Clonard Monastery Wednesday evening. If they come to hear him speak, honestly, they'll get something helpful from the gospel, but they'll also get great humour. You know, I've seldom heard a speaker who can draw a joke out of anything, actually. So he was always actually a very strong man. But once he was converted, all that strength went into God's service, and he has been in full-time Christian service since he was released from prison way back in 1983.
And you make him sound, understandably, like a very good man who is spreading the word of God and who genuinely wants to protect people from the road that he once travelled. And he's written a book in relation to the journey.
That's right.
My Journey Out of Terrorism, which was published in 2008. However, some people listening to this programme will still, and I know I'm going back on their behalf, they'll be drawn back to the pain and the hurt that the bereaved are living with or the injured are living with who suffered at the hands of the UVF. And they will be saying, it's okay for him to have gone to prison, to have found God and to now be embraced by those who attend Clonard or Lisburn Cathedral or wherever. But what about us? The fact that he's moved on hasn't helped us. We are still victims. We are still suffering. Are those voices being listened to enough, David?
Well, I think, Frank, actually, that one of the things that all of us need to do, actually, in Northern Ireland is to say sorry for any part that we played by word or deed or action in causing suffering to other people. David Hamilton would agree entirely with that. There's too much self-justification. I think that if people, instead of trying to justify what they did in the past, were prepared to say sorry. You see, whenever the UVF called their ceasefire away back in, I think it was 1994, one of the things that Gusty Spence read out was a heartfelt apology to innocent victims of their violence. Now, that hasn't been emphasized enough down through the years. It was said at that time, but I think all who were involved in paramilitary activities need to say sorry for the suffering that they caused to other people. And, you know, I heard a thought for the day on BBC this morning. It was fascinating. A girl started talking about Alzheimer's and people not being able to remember. And then she quoted God, remembering our sins no more. And she said, you know, if we apologize to God for ways in which we have let him down, he will remember our sins no more. I just thought that was just a wonderful concept. And repentance, Frank, saying sorry to God, leads us through to receiving his peace. And I'd strongly recommend it to anyone listening here this morning.
And do you feel that David Hamilton is continuing on a journey of repentance?
Well, I think that, you know, there comes a time whenever you can't keep on saying sorry to God. I think that he lives that journey of repentance. You say sorry to God, you receive his forgiveness, and then you live up to that. You try, you know, David would never, under any circumstances, go back to the kind of thing he was involved in whenever he was a paramilitary. And I think we do need to remember as well, Frank, it was very easy for a lot of lads, you know, to be drawn into those activities at that particular time. I would prefer for us just to rejoice that some of them changed completely and are making a really good contribution today.
But are you not searching for excuses for them now, David? I we're from the same era. I was a lad back then. I didn't join a Republican movement back then.
Yes.
I didn't join a terrorist organisation. I know loads of fellas from the heart of West Belfast who didn't join terrorist organisations.
Yes.
That to me, that rings as an excuse. They were easily persuaded. They went out and they bombed and they killed and they shot innocent men, women and children.
Well, that's why I'm really saying that they need to say sorry for that. You know, I think they do need to take that seriously, because I hear people still today, Frank, who were involved in those things telling lies about it when they speak in public. And I say, you know, they could pull the wool over other people's eyes, but there'll come a day when they have to give an account of their lives to God, and they won't be able to pull the wool over his eyes. And, you know, there was someone whom I know who had distanced themselves from God for many, many years. They had suffered in the past in a way where they thought God had helped them, could have helped them, and they felt that he didn't help them at that particular time, became angry at God. I helped that person to make their peace with God. And whenever I preached at their funeral, was able to say that. And because they had made their peace with God, I was able to say that I knew exactly where they were now, in the nearer presence of God. I would just say to anyone listening, no matter what we have done in the past, if we come and say sincerely that we're sorry for that, we can receive God's forgiveness.
David, it's always good to speak to you on the programme. If people do want to hear the other David Packy Hamilton, as he's known, Lisburn Cathedral, the day of prayer, Saturday the 18th of February at 11 in the morning.
And also he's actually speaking in Lisburn Cathedral on the Sunday, and that's at their main morning service at 11.
Okay, so the Lisburn Cathedral are having a day of prayer on the Saturday. At 11 and 12:30. But if it's going to be the David Hamilton speech, it's the 19th of February at 11 a.m.
That's right.
What about St. George's High Street in Belfast?
Well, St. George's, it's just a short half-hour service. He'll speak there on the Monday at 1 o'clock, and then St. Anne's Cathedral on Monday evening at 8 o'clock. Now, that'll be a really good service. And then, just remember, Clonard Monastery on the Wednesday at 8 o'clock. People will not be disappointed, Frank, if they come to hear David. And I'll tell you something, he lives the message that he speaks.
St. Finian's, Craigie Road, Belfast, Tuesday, 8 o'clock.
Tuesday at 8 o'clock, that's right,
okay.
Frank.
And the Clonard Monastery. People, of course, will want to hear it. Some people may be simply there because they're of a religious persuasion. Other people may be there because they want to see a transformation. It's a really interesting journey. There's no doubt about that. It is an incredibly interesting journey. You say he does it in a humorous way? Is there any thumping, the old fist on the Bible or not?
No, well, you know, he doesn't compromise on the Christian message. But let me give you just an example, Frank, from something that he was able to turn into humor. He became a diabetic in 1988, and I think he hasn't been as careful about his diet as he should have been ever since then. But it ran him into difficulties. And about a year and a half ago, he had to get his left foot taken off. Now, because he was already weakened a great deal by the diabetes, this was in Manchester, incidentally, this happened. But because he was greatly weakened by the diabetes, he insisted that he was going to take the operation with a local anaesthetic rather than a general anaesthetic. Now, that's getting part of his leg off. Now, the medical people were absolutely dismayed. And whenever he came out of the operation, they were being very sensitive to him. And he told this the last time he spoke in St. Anne's Cathedral. One of the nurses said to him, "David, would you like the bedpan?" He says, "What's happening here? Are you having to cook your own meals in this place?" he says. So even at a time like that, he was able to turn it into humour, Frank.
Well, he must be a strong man. There's no question or doubt about that, facing those personal, physical and health challenges, and still delivering what he believes, and I'm not questioning this at all, what he believes is the word of God.
Absolutely.
David, as I say, good speaking to you. Thanks for letting us know about what would be no doubt an interesting sermon.